woman just hit me, everybody. This woman just accosted me. I can't believe you. I know, you guys are so violent. You Africans are so fucking violent.
Keep it going.
You're an African, right? I'm trying to give a description. Why are you so offended by the fact that you're an African?
You called me a nigger.
You're an African.
So, okay? An African is a nigger?
You're trying to put words in my mouth.
You called me a nigger.
Police! I was just accosted. A woman just accosted me. She violently attacked me.
This woman is a Karen. She called me the N-word.
She
called me the N-word.
She's
not wearing a mask.
6 feet away from me, and she fucking attacked me from behind.
She called me the N-word. She called me the N-word. Called me a black African.
You're
a
black African.
Told me to say. Told me to go back to Africa. That she was gonna get me a flight to Africa. You were gonna give me the cheapest flight to Africa because you're Mexican. Because you actually own this place, right? Yeah.
You fucking African.
You're ignorant as fuck. Keep it going.
As fuck, motherfucker. I'm super cognizant.
Really, you're cognizant? What do African Americans have to get here?
Black lives.
I'm a disease.
You're the virus.
You're the virus. Okay.
From me, God.
Okay.
Police.
Lord Jesus, help you.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you my name.
What's your name for the police? Yes. I got the number 65.
She's the one calling for help. I mean, I'm not gonna.
You're better than me.
I'm getting her on video so that I can say. This is an example.
I need a paramedic. I need an ambulance. My environment has been harmed by this African black person. Yes, I've been harmed by the environment that this African has created. This African, black lives. My emergency is that I was just attacked by an African black person. She just attacked me from behind. She attacked
you. You are not good.
I'm on the bike path. I'm on the bike path. This woman just keeps following me. She did not keep 6 feet away from me. I'm on.
I'm going back. By the time the cops get here, it won't matter.
The Department of Water and Power.
I'm okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a do, guys. Good morning. Poachley here. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2020. And I don't have much to talk about today. I'm on lunch and I'm already running late. I went to the pharmacy to pick up some allergy medication. And there were just two people there. You know, not a problem. What, for whatever reason, that stupid truck literally took 15 minutes in the drive-thru. I don't know if they're picking up groceries or I don't know, but at a drive-thru, it should all, you know, people should be picking stuff up, dropping stuff off, and it should be a quick thing. You know, you're in and out. Like, there's no freaking reason why it should be, why 15, you know, it's not like an order for McDonald's, you know. It's not like someone in front of you ordered 30 McDoubles and is holding up the line, you know. Oh man, I just saw someone I don't like in my little community. Just people are annoying. I just hope people get what's coming to them. Karma is a bitch. But yeah, so that beginning video, I forgot I even recorded that because I could have had a whole podcast just waiting there. But you know, with the pharmacy, it's one of those things where personal information is said back and forth, and I just didn't want to risk it, so I didn't start the podcast until I left there. But holy crap, there's a fire here. One of these houses burnt down. That's sad. It's always sad to see a home in your community get burnt down, or, you know, see it burn down. But yeah, I don't know. It's just so freaking annoying. Like, I'm still pissed off at the, you know, because I had planned, you know, I had 45 minutes, you know, even a little bit more than, oh, I'm just so freaking stressed out just thinking about some annoying stuff. But yeah, I had 45 minutes, so I had a 7 a.m. appointment, so I had to get up extra early to make sure I was there for that 7 a.m. appointment. You know, and then I had to work through my normal job, work through tickets, you know, and answer all these IMs in the morning. Of course, one of the people is out, so I'm having to work all their tickets because no one else can, apparently. Or they want to, you know, just pawn them on me. You know, I don't know. People have weird agendas on that team because no one works as a team, you know. And just, it's just, I don't know. Like, but anyways, yeah, I thought I had plenty of time, you know, and I'm just sitting there in a stupid drive-thru, get a message, oh, who can help us with the this and that, you know, and it's like, God, dude, I can't be dependent on for everything, you know, like, you gotta take my personal time into consideration, and if you want specific niche assistance at, you know, at any particular time, you're gonna have to carve up that role for me, and you're gonna have to allocate that resource to our team so someone else can do all the other stupid shit that I'm having to do, that also happens to be part of my job, you know. And it's funny because I was just told that can I turn this way? I was just told last week that I was working under a job title that does not reflect everything I'm doing with the company. And yeah, no duh. Like, so he's barely putting me at the position that I should have been for 2 years, you know. So not only does that look bad on my resume, I guess I could just put that it was the other position when technically it wasn't, but it's not the technical truth. I don't know, it's just freaking annoying. And you know, I don't know if I'm gonna get another job title, but you know, people have to start, or I need to start speaking up. Like, if you're not, you know, you can't expect me to be all these things, you know, and still have a title of a peasant, you know. Like, you're gonna have to start, you know, like when you have level 3 technicians, right, and they escalate things to me who is on paper a level 2 technician, like, how does that work, you know? Like, unbelievable. But anyways, I'm heading down to get some mediocre food, because I'm not gonna have enough time to get the food that I wanted to get, because of stupid CVS and whoever had that stupid Ford truck. you jack wagons. So anyways, that, I don't even think I talked about the video from the beginning, but it's just a Karen versus a Black Lives Matter, you know. So it's a battle of two titans, social justice warriors, and you know, I don't know who's, there's not enough context to decide who's being an asshole and, you know, who's the perpetrator and whatnot. Like, it's yeah, I don't know, there's not enough context. But anyways, just whatever you think about that video or sound of it, whatever, comment it. And thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Happy Monday.